Yeah, thanks everyone for joining today to the RC2 workstream meeting. This is our first meeting back after the Barak release. Welcome back to our regularly scheduled content. Today is going to be kind of like a shorter meeting, a little bit more like planning on what kind of our next steps are, kind of like going forwards for the next release. First of all, I want to thank everybody that helped commit, comment, and like push through issues to get the Barak release out on time. Just kind of like a couple highlights to take a minute to kind of like celebrate our successes there is that we defined like the common test case integration framework for both of the reference conformance work streams. We wrote our introduction. The first Kubernetes test cases have been integrated, and we've also written a cookbook. Congrats everyone for helping get that through. And now that we're into the next release, the next release is, I think it's like Elberis. I need to check on the spelling of that, but I'll get back on that. We need to do a little bit of release planning. The next release is kind of already in progress. So it's the highest peak in Europe is the name of the next release. And so I just wanted to kind of collect everybody's like feedback of what they'd like to see kind of accomplished by like the next release. And so maybe to kind of like preface like our discussion, I'll kind of like walk through what the other work streams are like thinking about accomplishing in the next release. So for like the reference for RA2, they want to have functional and non-functional requirements for the CNFs, improve traceability, like completeness, improve completeness of requirements relevant to RC2, improve completeness of Chapter 4, which is the actual specification, but I think that's more related to the RI. Add content to Chapter 3, subsection 3.2.1, which I think is something around networking, and improve completeness of security. So for the RI2, they want to do traceability to the RA requirements, complete their like kubeF-based installation to RA2 specifications. And there's also going to be another implementation based on Airship that they're going to do. So kind of with those as a background, does anybody want to like suggest what kind of our deliverables will be for the next release? So I'm just going to edit this page really quick. This is like an open discussion. And what would people like to see kind of accomplished? Maybe I can start off. So if the RA2 is going to have requirements for CNFs. I'd like to see us kind of like delivered like the first like test cases around like CNF requirements too, and the first like content around CNFs. So
Hey, this is Taylor. In the RA2 meeting before this, we talked a little bit about CNF requirements, and there's, I guess, several efforts. One of them is the weekly group effort that Oliver Smith and I've been doing for the past, I guess, 6 to 8 weeks, and or maybe it's longer. Anyways, and it's at first it was more open, very broad, so beyond the scope of what CNTT would do. There's some ONAP specific things, and there's other items that have come from other groups, and I think that's still useful. But in the past several weeks, maybe 3 weeks ago, we started refocusing it or tightening the focus so that we could have a deliverable for CNTT.
Mm-hmm.
And that's based on starting with the cloud native principles at the start, but then what do we actually have for test cases? So RA side for principles, but then what is the next thing that's a tighter requirement or smaller specific requirement that we could then have test cases and move forward? And keeping it very general purpose was coming up with too many options. So if mm-hmm. we want an actual release date. So the discussion went on for several weeks and across different groups, and the focus is going to be on looking at what would Kubernetes native implementations of telecom applications look like, and then taking the requirements backwards, so one step back. And that leads into the item that Tom talked about on the RA2 for doing functional requirements, but at a higher level. So not specific, here is how you do an integration with this specific technology, but stuff like we need to support NAT for SIP or whatever it is, and however you're gonna do that, there's a lot of implementations. So what are the functional requirements? And something that has been repeated again and again that I'm hearing from service providers is, what are the underlying business requirements for any features that are being implemented? And that ties right into the functional. So go ahead.
Yeah, and just to point out, so at the technical event in October, the Elephant technical event, there's been one topic, RA2 topic proposed, which is gathering and validating CNF requirements to drive RA2 specifications. So I'll put the link to that topic proposal. I've just put it in the chat.
Tyler, do you have an example, or are these? No, I guess these are not examples. Can you maybe, I think it's a great idea, like the suggestion, the notion that we specify what would a cloud-native telco workload should look like. So if I understand it correctly, we're trying to describe the should state, right?
Yes.
Do you have like an example of something that can make it a little more illustrative, maybe?
So that is part of, maybe the main focus has been putting up some potential examples and then picking those. So I can point out one would be some of the network functions from an evolved packet core. So getting it, not saying we're going to cover everything, but getting down to a subset. So
mm-hmm.
if you look at stuff like how does the MME and serving gateway and packet gateway and other network functions, those parts. Now, those are all tied in with a much larger set if you keep expanding out, but you can go in and just look at one of those. And so if you take a look at evolved packet core, there's a lot of different implementations out there on that. Of course, most of them I think that have been talked about from maybe the CNTT and VNF perspective are gonna look at 3GPP standards. But if you look at some of the available maybe newer implementations that are you can look at and talk about how people are thinking about doing stuff, implementing in new ways, but getting the same underlying functionality for the service provider. OMEC has an implementation. The Open Air Interface initiative has an implementation. There's some example implementations in a project from a Japanese set of telcos that are, it's just an open source side thing that's happening. It's mainly about the protocols. So there are ones out there. And then Magma is a new one from Facebook. Magma doesn't use the 3GPP for some of the internal communication between, not 3GPP, it's actually GTP tunnels is really what we're saying. Which is a separate thing from 3GPP. 3GPP just chose that. But Magma is actually using some gRPC stuff for communication for some of the messaging between those different network functions where it doesn't need interoperability with other things and finding that useful. But the main point is if you take one, take a set and then say, how else could we implement these and take advantage of either new processes or technology that would not just to move over to new tech, but do it if it actually improves, you know. But that would be one that I could point out, the Evolved Packet Core.
Okay. And are we thinking in terms of we would specify things like, I don't know, just as an example, in order to truly benefit from cloud native secondary data plane interfaces shall not use SRIOV, just as an example? Or are we not thinking about that kind of a level of detail?
I think we need to at least talk about this. So then I don't know that we want to say from the CNTT's RA side that you must not use SRV. I would say it would probably be more of whatever your secondary, I don't even want to say interface, but your secondary or segmented network connection should, from the platform side, it should be made available via some type of capabilities. And then your workload should be able to ask for those. So it could say, I'd like to have a segmented network connection for this or whatever it may be. And then you'd have performance characteristics and other things. That would be where we should move to.
Okay.
Now the reality could be to get to a point where there is a release, you may say, well, this would be nice, but to define all this is more than we want. So we are going to actually say, here's a set of things. So I can't say for sure on very specific ones, whether it's going to go in there until we get either blocked or it's too limiting or whatever else, similar to putting in some CNIs. It was more of getting started, and then we came back and made the RA a little bit more generic to open that up. And then on the implementation side, you may say, well, we need some implementation. So the RI is going to specify some that were actually tested. And then later, if someone wanted like maybe the new Airship implementation says, well, we actually support another one and it still matches the RA spec. I think that'll eventually be where we will be for the CNF side. And there'll be overlap on the workload back into the platform where we say, you can say, we expect the workloads to do this management or observability, or we don't want it to be required by every application. And we see that the platform does it. So if we expose these services in a certain way, the workload services in a certain way using the platform features and functionality, then you get observability for the entire workload. And I think that's like to be determined based on the analysis of the workloads in CNS.
Understood.
Okay. Thanks for the overview, Taylor. So going back to like the deliverables, is there other ideas that people have? And what they'd like to see?
Just to check, do you mean CNF testing or?
So this is for the next release.
No, right. So as opposed to NFEI testing.
Yeah.
Exactly. So this is CNF versus infrastructure.
Yeah.
Right.
So one thing to point out that might be part of deliverable, because it's already somewhat there, is the Funk test is now running the CNF conformance suite for the workloads. It's not running the platform test yet. That wasn't mm-hmm. released when the integration effort started with Cedric. But the workload test, or specifically individual CNF testing, is now running. And you can see it in the CI for Funk test. And that runs along with other stuff like the Kubernetes conformance and X-Rally and stuff like that. So that gives at least part of a base for traceability on the workload, and the plan on that, maybe tying in a little bit with the VNF stuff, but I don't know if where you were going on that. I think Trevor, you were talking about it. Is
Cedric, I'm pretty confused.
Go ahead.
What workloads are being tested?
So as on the OpenFE Funk tests that are running that are right there running right now, primarily focused on the platform.
Yes.
They're platform tests primarily, but there are some tests within Funk tests for testing the Clearwater IMS and BIOS software.
And I thought those were being used to test the platform.
Those are being used right now to test the platform. So they're brought up and then there's integration tests to make sure everything works on the platform. So I was bringing those up because what's happened now on the workload side or CNF side is Funk test is now running the CNF conformance test suite. And right now it's bringing up the CNFs that are provided in the test suite, but Cedric has it on his to do or queue to start testing with maybe some of the Clearwater IMS components and the BIOS, so that we can start thinking about how it could be used within the test traceability, the RC2 side. Cedric's working on trying to make the test code work. And then what we were just talking about before was how can we take some of whatever we're doing and go backwards to actually look at requirements. So one set of requirements that's probably there for traceability is, or that would be there for traceability is the test within the CNF conformance, and then what are they actually testing? So then we can extract those and say, okay, we're looking at this for observability or handling state in a cloud native way. Now these are more generic. At some point we'd get into more functional stuff like the SRV questions, or how do you deal with workloads that require NAT, like a SIP. If you have a a SIP proxy and a bunch of other things, but you're dealing with NAT, then how do we deal with that?
So I understood initial framework for CNF testing is it's a framework of test requirements, test cases, and test methods. I think it's important to separate out that out from an implementation of a testing framework, like an actual, which is what funk test is, right? So yes, it comes with the whole slew of tests always being tested, but I think we need to separate those things. Are we saying we need a framework for like an actual test framework, or we're going to be working on methods and requirements and test cases to actually test those CNFs? I'm sorry.
So I was referring primarily to the traceability. So that would tie in with maybe that second bullet point. Traceability for CNF requirements. So right now, there are test cases that are being run in the CNF conformance. So the CNCS, CNF conformance test suite, there are test cases in that. And they're now running via the funk test framework. And
But let's just separate out implementation from that. The fact that they're running or not is not traceability, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The traceability is we need a test case to trace this requirement of the architecture. And what is that test case? Now, it may happen to exist or it may not exist. It may happen to be run with funk test today. It may not. So that's sort of what I see as our work.
Absolutely. So what I'm saying is, okay, so what we need to do is come as what you're saying, we need to come up with test cases that would cover the requirements in RA2. We also need to come up with those requirements. Mm-hmm. And rather than, or maybe in addition to coming up with them out of the air, so to speak, one way to do this is to go and look at existing applications and try to think about it and extract it. So that's what those weekly meetings, which I posted links into the chat, are about. And then that we can do is go look at existing test frameworks, or not test frameworks, existing sets of tests which are being running. So if we don't think about workload for a moment, on the platform side, you can go and look at Kubernetes e-test, which have a large list of test cases, and you can map those back to the requirements. It happens to already be implemented, but it's a good way to
I'm still confused. So I think maybe we could start by defining what we mean by CNF testing. It's not clear because what this is about is, in terms of CNF testing, is how does the CNF consume the resources of the platform? Does it do that in a way that's consistent with the CNTT RA2 requirements, right? Those are requirements on the platform, and then how does the CNF consume those resources? That's what we're testing. We're not testing the functionality of a CNF. That to me is out of scope of CNTT. I just don't see how we can do that. There's a part of CNF testing that is within scope of CNTT in my mind. And that part is, does the CNF consume, how does it consume those? Does it consume the resources of the platform? correctly in the way that's specified by the CMTT specifications? Is it doing that correctly using the whatever those consuming those resources? That's it. I don't see any. I don't know. That's my. To me, that's what CNF testing means in the context of CNTT. If we talk about CNF testing in the context of CNCF, that's a completely different thing, I think. So I'm still confused. There seem to be somehow, in my mind, seem to be talking about a mixture of functional testing versus.
Sure. So what you're asking is, I agree we need this defined. What is it going to be specifically for CPT? And I can say that there's what you're saying is still something I've seen for the last maybe 6 months of I don't exactly want to say disagreement, but I'll just say there's multiple paths on what that could mean. And I have heard repeatedly exactly what you said, that it would only be that. So basically the CNF implementation needs to be able to work essentially on whatever the platform is. It just works. So that's the vaguest, this spectrum. And then all the way through, a CNF should be implemented to at least follow some set of standards that are set also by CNTT. So I've seen it on all ends mm-hmm. of the spectrum. And what I was talking about was
sorry, because we think we're actually mm-hmm. out of time. But so I like what... I like that first one, define the CNF testing for CNTT. Maybe we can just agree, okay, that's something we need to, as a deliverable. It's clearly yes. defined. That's great. I think let's maybe, and then the initial traceability, that makes sense to me. Increased infrastructure test coverage. What is that one?
So this relating back to what we started kind of in the last one. So around like the Kubernetes test cases. So like the chapters 2 and 3.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's infrastructure. Yeah. Sorry. As in platform infrastructure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
I can also.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So those all makes total sense to me. I think that's very good. So maybe let's just focus now on all the other deliverables, right, versus trying to solve the problem of at least my confusion.
Yeah, I would
I might be the really, only one who has the confusion.
I would like to know what the what's defined, because a lot of the focus and work that I've been doing for the collaboration has to do with that understanding. And when using words like functional testing and functionality that are there, it's there's not enough context, I think, is part of the mm-hmm. problem. Right. What they was talked about in the RA2 for CNS this morning mm-hmm. was not about a very specific functionality, but more general. But then what does that mean? It's a spectrum. When you say functionality can be, mm-hmm. it works. It functionally works. I mean, that's so it doesn't help us set ambiguous word. So we definitely need to define at what level CNTT is okay with saying it's mm-hmm. there and we're not going to say anything else. There is at least disagreement on where that lies on the spectrum.
Yeah. Let's agree. Okay, there's disagreement or confusion or whatever. But
yeah.
We're pretty much out of time. So I don't want to miss this conversation, I guess, it's because I think it's important.
Yeah.
Please join the Tuesday call, because we'll be talking.
What is that call? I don't think I know what that is. I know you mentioned it earlier in the call. How do you find it?
It's the notes are in the R2 notes. There's a link to the.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool. So it sounds like we kind of have like three like higher level like deliverables for the next release. It seems like it's a good starting point. I know we're a little bit over time. So are people happy kind of starting there?
I think it's a good list. Yeah.
Taylor?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay, great. So we're 5 minutes over, but thanks everybody for joining today. I'll update those as our deliverables for the next release and update the meeting minutes after this. So thanks for joining.
Great, thanks.